But when it comes to dreams being realised, Scoob, the national draft over the last two nights, 59 players taken in total. Now, I wanted to ask you this. The vast majority taken from Victoria, SA and WA. Now, by the numbers, only two from Tassie, one from New South Wales and one from Queensland. Now, it was a small draft, but that has to be of some concern.
Why do you say it was a small draft?
It was just only 59 players taken. It's a shallow draft. Okay. Yep. So is that of a concern that the talent isn't being taken from right around the country? I know there'll be swings and balances with these things, but Tassie has been struggling to provide players for a while. New South Wales, we know, is a growing market. Queensland as well.
I'd be really interested to hear the AFL's feel on it. You would think they would be disappointed because, you know, particularly Queensland and New South Wales, they want those to be growth states, and to grow, you've got to have participation at the younger levels. So are the players coming through? If you take those numbers rawly as we see them in the last 24 hours, you'd probably say, oh, it hasn't been a great year for both those states. Tassie, over the journey, have produced some wonderful footballers, and you know, I'm sure there'll be a real boost down there once the team gets settled and they take up the new license with the AFL. So I suppose on the surface, you'd be disappointed with what's coming out of Queensland and New South Wales at the minute. But, you know, are crowds going to that footy? Are the clubs being successful? Yeah, Sydney's being successful. I think what you find in New South Wales is when the Swans are successful, you know, those crowds are really good at the SCG. When they're going poorly, they drop off straight away. There's not that loyalty factor
died in the wall
to what you have down here. I think that's the difference. I'm not so sure about Brisbane. I haven't had enough experience with the sporting public in Queensland, particularly with footy. But I find in New South Wales they drop off very quickly. Same with racing. You know, racing they'll go to the Everest for 2 years, but if you don't get it right 1 year in the Everest, your crowd will drop off the next because they'll just say, no good last year, don't do that again. And the word gets out and they say, right, we'll go down the beach.
The father sons, Cooper Harvey, landed at North Melbourne. So the Harvey name continues there. The Davies dropped at Essendon, Alwyn at 45, Alwyn Jr. And Jaden Davey at 54, coming off his second ACL. That's a great story. There was young Houghton as well. Ollie Houghton got picked up as well. Son of Trent, of course. And even an L. Hayes was taken by the Bombers. I like the tweet from the Saints saying, good things happen when you draft an L. Hayes. This, of course, is Lewis Hayes, the younger brother of Port Adelaide's Sam Hayes. So Sydney with Kinnear Beetson, he was a bit, this text from John, morning, thoughts on Kinnear Beetson's interview with Sarah Olley last night. He was very agitated regarding the Swans bids and the term of draft bolter and fan of drafts. I think the Swans knew exactly what they were trying to do with the bids, force a pick trade with them. I didn't see that, but I saw his chat, Kinnear Beetson, with David Zeta on Fox Footy, and he was much, much the same. He said, there's no games being played here. We're not deliberately trying to throw our rival clubs under the bus. We just simply have a talent order, and regardless of who's aligned to whom, we go in our talent order. And he did rail against the suggestion of, oh, you swooped on such and such early or late. He says, well, who does that? The people doing the phantom drafts, or we prefer to go with what we know?
Haven't we just made the draft interesting? Why does every club take that attitude? It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Near end up in a brawl each night when the draft's on. Brilliant stuff. Don't need a live crowd.
Should be great.
Just got live brawlers there from each club.
Andy texted in as well. We were speaking yesterday about the go-home factor, if you like. Andy is from Frankston. His observation of his Hawks. He says, I believe there's something in Hawthorn drafting players who barrack for the club. Now, we take this at face value, but Andy says over half of the starting 22 went for Hawthorn growing up, and half of the players we drafted go for them as well. Could be a tactic to retain youth while we climb the ladder. Now, Adelaide, they mainly went local with their first couple of picks, obviously a father-son involved there. Brisbane had the father-son pairing as well, the two beauties, and Ashcroft and Fletcher. On top of that trade period, they have had some sort of an off-season, the Brisbane Lions. Carlton went for needs-based, obviously, some speed, some endurance. And then Lemmy at the back end, who I said earlier was a top-five prospect, they told us at the start of the year. Joe Richards is a fair old story at Collingwood, the teacher. Essendon, we spoke about, so much speculation over that pick five. They kept it and they got their man Sardis as well. Frio, can they take that extra step? They also went a project player too. They took a father-son in Noble as well, Trent Noble's son. Jai Clark ended up at Geelong, you know, the so-called Joel Selwood replacement. No pressure then, Scoop.
Interesting on the West Coast, where they're talking their talent, you know, to be local. You know, their pick 9 was from East Perth, their pick 14 Swan Districts, but then 23, 29, 58 from West Adelaide, Maffra or Gippsland, and the Bendigo Pioneers.
Mm.
So, you know, that go-home factor isn't worrying the West Coast that much as they get down the draft order. It seems they were pretty keen on making their first couple homegrown talent, but they've taken the risk on that last three.
Just the one pick for the Gold Coast Suns. They went with Humphrey as well, one of the stars of the NAB League. This bloke, runner-up in the Morris Medal from only 10 or 11 games, I think. GWS, what a haul it was always going to be. Cadman at one. We spoke to him yesterday. Big players in their haul. Quality, a real mixture too. Darcy Jones at one end of the size spectrum, Cadman at the other. Hawthorn, we mentioned, did lose a lot of experience, but they traded into the first round to get those two picks. Cam McKenzie, they say, will be an absolute star of the game. Melbourne, they went the bookends. Adams, the tall back. Jefferson, the key forward project player. They'll be patient with those.
He should be a Saint at Cam McKenzie.
Because he was in the
From
academy.
Bowie, Saints Academy.
Yep.
He's got everything going for him.
Good support crew, as we discovered yesterday. North Melbourne, early picks, obviously, with Sheasel and Wardlaw. Cooper Harvey, the romance and the tradition, pick 56. Port Adelaide got three in the door. They reckon that McCallum could play straight away at Port Adelaide for Ken Hinckley, so one to keep an eye on. Richmond, quiet, obviously. St Kilda with...
Tom Scully's back.
Yes, I saw that at Thomas Scully. Filippo, 10, the headline act at the Saints, and Van Ness, the big defender. And they had the father-son as well. Sydney, what a ride. So Cooper Vickery via the Hawks NGA. Kinnear said we simply go off our talent order. Rouston as well. West Coast, a haul of five, a range of players here. Homegrown early and then went to South Australia and Victoria to get their kids in. So they shot right around the country. And the Bulldogs, this was a needs pick if ever there was one. How about the cut of Jeff Buslinger? The best key back in the best key defender in the draft pool, and the Dogs got him in with their pick as well. So at 13 out of East Perth. So plenty to take out of the draft.